Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hello, and welcome to CFRI's CF Community Voices, coming to you from our home studio in Palo Alto, California. I'm Sue Landgraf, Executive Director of Cystic Fibrosis Research Incorporated, CFRI, and I'm very pleased to welcome our viewers and listeners. We have a very special program ahead, but before getting started, I want to thank our generous sponsors, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Chiesa USA, Gilead Sciences, and Proteostasis Therapeutics. Please note that no information presented in this podcast is intended for a patient's diagnosis or treatment. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you, and let's get started.
Good afternoon. My name is Tara Lewis, and I'm an exercise specialist, and I've been in the fitness industry for about 10 years now, and been working anywhere from young adults all the way to the general population, and been working with athletes ever since I got into the industry. And I shifted my importance about 3.5 years ago to working with clients with cystic fibrosis. And with all the research out there, we know strength does matter, exercise does matter, but the key with this presentation and podcast is shows how you can easily apply it so you can go in the gym tomorrow, or if you're doing an at-home workout program where you can put your own program together and start to improve on your fitness for the end goal of increasing your quality of life. So as we move forward, the couple things that we want to go over. So when we're working with clients with cystic fibrosis, we use what we call the Borg scale, or rating of perceived exertion. So once again, you can use any scale that you would like when you're doing this. This is just what we've been using when we've developed programs to work with clients. So we have an understanding of how the exercise programs actually influence and factor into their lives and how they feel afterwards, because that's going to be a key component as we move forward. So just to give you an idea of when we work with exercise and stuff like that, I want you to think about, if you're going to put together your own program, or if you're thinking about what should I do, we're going to start with what we call fundamental human movements, and it's on the left side of this thing. So fundamental human movements are a push, a pull, a hinge, a squat, some type of groundwork, and what we call loaded carries. And then to the right of this is just an exercise that we've put in next to it, so you have an understanding of what we're talking about. So you can use any exercises in these categories, but this is just an idea of where we're going with this. And one thing we want to reiterate in the beginning is make sure you're cleared to work out and exercise first, and then from there, look for others for support and as you move forward. So working at this exercise thing, we're going to go through each one so you have an idea. So in the push family, we're going to talk about doing push-ups. And if I can get this, just a simple push-up. And once again, there's multiple variations. Okay, and this is just us doing a push-up as you move forward. The key here is obviously to keep that torso straight. So our second group of exercises in the pull family, and this is what we're just showing you, is just a simple one-arm row exercise. And once again, this is going to work more of your posterior back or upper extremity. And then from there, we're going to go into the lower extremity exercises, and we're going to start with the deadlift or an hinge exercise, which is very important for clients because it works a lot of the lower extremity posterior chain. And then as we move to the next one, our lower extremity is a squat, because then it's going to work a little bit more of the anterior chain. So what we're doing with these exercises is we're going to do a combination of lower and upper extremity exercises in some form of a circuit. So then we're looking for how to create density in a program so you don't need to spend as much time when you're doing these exercises. And then our last is our groundwork. So this is where we want to work on some type of thing on the ground, from planking to any form of exercise where you're moving on the ground, because having a sensation or feeling of how you feel on the ground is very key with the neurological system. And one thing as we move forward, especially if you incorporate some of these like the plank, we're going to shift some of your ideas on how you perform these by going from time to breaths. So we can start to incorporate positional breathing components to the exercises so you can improve everything. And like we know, understanding, there's going to be lots of factors that are going to come into exercise. It's going to be an uphill battle, which is fine. You know, some of the best things in life, they take time. We just got to understand this is going to be a process. You might get confused a little bit on what's the best thing to do. And this, the key thing is just doing something, just showing up and doing something, whether it's just a little bit of something or a lot of something. It's just doing something, whether it's squats or doing a whole circuit, it doesn't matter, because checking the box is going to be a key on your progression and progress as you move forward. And what we have to understand with exercise, and when you're doing an exercise program, it's volume over time. So it's not how much you did today, it's how much you did over the week or over the course of a month or even over the course of 3 months. And if we can just work on checking the box each day that you work out and say, yes, I did one thing, that's awesome. Or if you did a couple, either doesn't matter, because we're just trying to improve, okay? So going into programming. So this is a 2-day program that we've put together, very simplistic, and once again, this is just giving you a general idea of where we're going with this. You can fit in any type of exercises you would like, or you can take this program and try and use it and see how it goes. So what happens is on Monday, this is for a beginner, where it's just doing 3 sets of 5 repetitions of 2 different circuits. So how it would go is you would do a goblet squat or some form of squat or lunge for 5 reps. And then without any rest in between, if you can, switch to the next exercises, the dumbbell one arm row, which we showed you earlier. And then this is where that breathing component I was talking about comes into play. So usually when we do some type of isometric or static position holds, we tend to do it for time. So for instance, doing a plank for 30 seconds or maybe even a minute. But we're gonna try and shift the importance just in the beginner's phase to working on breaths. So when you're holding that plank position, think about doing 5 diaphragmatic breaths. So in through the nose, out through the mouth. So instead of thinking about time, what that's gonna do is it's really gonna engage that core that you have, because your core revolves around your spine and how you breathe. So if you can breathe in that position, you're gonna truly own it. Then as you improve, just add breaths to it. So 6, 7, 8. And one thing besides engaging that core, you actually get to work on good, efficient diaphragmatic breaths. So once you've finished that plank, what you're gonna do is you're just gonna stand there or sit down, whatever is easiest. And before you start your next set, because you are doing 3 sets of 5 reps, you're gonna just take 3 nice and easy diaphragmatic breaths. So in through the nose, as much air in, and then out through the mouth. And once you've completed the 3 and you're ready to go, you're gonna move back up to those goblet squats, and then go to the rows, and then go back to the plank. And then once you've completed that, once you've completed your 3 sets, then you'll go down to your next set of circuits, which is deadlifts, push-ups, and side planks. And then you add the breaths at the end. Now, once again with this, since this is a very general idea, what you can do is if the first circuit of exercises is all you can do because maybe you don't have enough time, or maybe it's just that's where you need to be to start off, then that's awesome. Just do that. Then as you improve is when we start to improve sets and then reps as you move forward. Because just remember, everything we do is a process. So looking below this, it shows that Monday's in a green. And if we go over and we see this, we're referring back to this Borg scale. So when you do Monday's workout, you're looking about 12 to 16 in that green zone, where it's gonna be somewhat hard, and it can be pretty hard, but you're trying to vary. So you don't wanna go pedal to the metal necessarily on that first day. And then take a couple days off and you go back on Thursday, but the only difference is we're just adding 1 set. So instead of doing 3 sets of 5 reps, you're gonna do 4 sets, if you can. If not, then that's a goal that you can hit. And once again, this is just a 2-day program. And we're staying again in the green zone because you're only working out 2 days a week. And if you need more days in between for rest, that's awesome. Our goal is just to hit 2 days that week. So a 3-day program is gonna be slightly a little bit different. And that's the cool thing about how these work. You can change lots of things, but I think the key is just to change 1 thing at a time. So if we go back to a 3-day program, very similar circuits where you're gonna complete A1, A2, A3, and then take 3 diaphragmatic breaths. And then you're gonna go on to your Bs, and that's gonna be day one. And then from there, since you're in green on Monday, if we go over to Wednesday, Wednesday's gonna be the same circuit, but you're just gonna lower the intensity. So what that's gonna look like is, instead of going in the green zone where it's gonna be somewhat hard and heavy, you're just gonna go fairly light, just kind of what we call greasing the grooves. You're just doing enough so you're not as sore, so then you can prepare yourself for your 3rd workout. Because I think one of the keys with training is we don't always have to live in the red zone. As long as we do repetitions over time, the process is gonna be easier. So you can live on the other side in this green zone and not really push the limits, because you keep on doing more and more repetitions, and the body likes repetitions because that's how it improves. So then you'd shift to your Friday and complete it, but you're going to be in the green zone. So you're shifting from these different zones, from a really hard workout or a medium workout to a low intensity, and then just flipping back and forth. And what that does in a 3-day program, and even if you do a 4 or 5-day program, what it does is it gives you variability so you can keep on going and you're not sore the next day or 2 days later, because soreness is great to a certain extent, but it will not justify how well your workouts have gone, okay? So when we're programming these exercises, this is something we've used over 3.5 years. It's kind of a template to see where we're at. So if you've liked what you've seen and you're like, okay, we want to start implementing stuff, but you're like, well, I'm a beginner, I'm an intermediate, or I'm an advanced, where do you think I should start? Once again, this is all recommendations, and you can start wherever you want. But with our beginners, we like to put like 3 exercises in the circuits, and we always like to back in the diaphragmatic breathing, so the 3 breaths after each circuit. And then 2 to 3 sets of each exercise, and then just 5 to 6 repetitions. And if you keep it at that, there's multiple ways that you're like, okay, this is easy. Well, one way you can make it a little bit harder is just increase the weight a little bit. So instead of changing your reps or sets necessarily, just increase the weight and see if you can increase that before your next phase of exercises where you change everything. Then intermediate, what we'd recommend is 3 exercises in the circuit, which is traditionally what we do, is 3 exercises per circuit. And then instead of doing 2 to 3 sets, 3 to 4 sets, and maybe 6 to 8 repetitions. Once again, this is, you can vary depending on how you feel, but then improve from there. And then our advanced clients, 3 exercises, once again, 4 to 5 sets, and keeping in the 6 to 8 repetition. And multiple ways to do this is increase weight. You can increase the time in which you're doing the exercise, so you can slow down the exercise, or you can reduce the amount of rest in between sets and circuits so that you can make it harder. So it's not necessarily let's add more exercises, let's just change a couple variables that are already programmed in from rest and the intensity and the weight that you use. So if you like to know more, or if you are listening to this podcast, go on CFRI's website, and they have their YouTube channel and also the links to our website, cffitness.org, where we're here to help out and just give more exercises and programming that you could start off with. So it gives you kind of a jump start to where you can go. And once you start to feel comfortable, the goal with this whole thing is that you can start making your workouts customized however you like, because you're kind of, you got the train going and stuff like that. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and you guys have a great day.